From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, November 14th. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning Monday to areas downstream from the Park Fire burn scar. Hundreds of people in northern Butte and eastern Tehama were told to immediately move to higher ground. It expired about 4 hours after going into effect, and no flooding was reported. But officials say it could happen again. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says fast-moving landslides made up of debris from wildfire can drain into creeks and waterways, creating flash floods.
They can be deadly. Any amount of water and debris flowing that quickly into an area can certainly be enough to wash away cars or people if you happen to be outside. It also can cause house damage as well.
Carpenter says that it's not certain how severe a flash flood will be, but it's important to know what to do if there is one.
Your best hope of surviving or limiting impacts is to go higher than the flow. So go to the top story of your home or the roof or up a tree.
The best thing to do is be ready in advance. There are numbered evacuation zones across Butte County, and residents should know which one they're in. And moving to election news, a church in Red Bluff may be in legal jeopardy for actions it took leading up to the general election. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Calvary Chapel is being scrutinized for possible violations of a state law prohibiting churches, political groups, or others from setting up non-official ballot drop boxes. That's according to reporting by SFGate. The news outlet reports the church told parishioners to bring their ballots to the church for delivery to the Tehama County Elections Office. But only authorized governmental agencies are allowed to collect ballots. The Tehama County clerk and recorder told SFGate that he was unaware of Calvary Chapel's actions, but would forward the matter to the district attorney for review. SFGate reports that the DA did not return a request for comment. SFGate also contacted the church's senior pastor several times for comment, but received no reply. A parishioner did tell the outlet that she and her husband organized the effort following guidelines provided by Calvary Chapel International, a large network of evangelical churches. She said actions they took are protected under the Constitution. California's Secretary of State warns that anyone found guilty of setting up an unofficial ballot drop box could face a 4-year prison sentence. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
Artist Valerie Rose is championing deaf culture and disability rights through a new piece of public art. Rose is gearing up to create a new mural that will be located at the Show Love thrift store in Chico in January next year.
Show Love does a lot of wonderful things for the community. They give back a lot. They have a really good heart, and I feel like me painting this mural with them, it kind of is in perfect unison because it's about community support.
The installation will be fully interactive and will span 100 feet in length. It'll be paired with AR technology.
For me, I think that augmented reality and ASL is a beautiful marriage because if you were to paint sign language, it's static. It's hands that don't move. And sign language is all about movement.
A fundraiser for the mural will take place this Friday at the Winchester Goose from 6 to 8 in the evening, with proceeds going towards the project. And finally, this month marked 6 years since the devastating campfire. NSPR has been speaking with those working in recovery. Today, we hear from Scott Amick, the recreation supervisor at the Paradise Parks and Recreation District. NSPR's Ken Duvall spoke with Amick about plans for new community recreation spaces.
Our biggest focus in the coming years will be to develop a park up in Lake Ridge, up at Lake Ridge Park in Magalia. You know, we've got a massive grant for that. I think it's upwards of $5 million. Unforeseen circumstances come up when you're building things of this massive size, and we want to do it right. That's the biggest thing that we're focusing on in the Parks Department. Just below that is going to be the Billy Park enhancement, which is a $2.7 million project. And we're at 90% ready for the construction documents on that. We're looking at breaking ground for a flow track for mountain bikes of all ages. Even the little kiddos on their kick-push bikes will have a flow track to shred on, if you will. There'll be a ropes course put in there. To replace a ropes course that was once run by a private company up here on the ridge. And those two things alone at Billy Park, already one of our most beautiful parks on the ridge, are going to be, you know, big juju, if you would.
Did the various parks in Paradise Magalia take much of a hit during the campfire?
The parks up here, they all have an interesting story to them regarding the campfire. Billy Park itself ended up being a shelter-in-place spot that saved many lives. People were able to head there, and because the parks are so well manicured and so well taken care of, they did receive a little bit of burn, but for the most part, they're either intact or have been built back up to their state before the fire.
And if we go back to the Magalia Park, could you talk a little bit about what that would look like?
We've received a significant amount of input from the children of Magalia through visiting different schools. I know that there's going to be inclusive and adaptive. We're also looking at a small amphitheater. The Chico Housing Action Project up there for affordable housing, that working with that group, we've also heard that lots of walking trails and hiking trails will be a benefit. And we're also working on another grant to try and work on expanding the size of the building that will sit on that location. You know, once we got the grant, now it's almost 5 years ago, through inflation and through increased construction expenses, we're short just enough to where we can't get to our goal. So that would also act as a resilience center for when the next fires come through. Even if it's not directly up on the ridge, people can go there to get out of the smoke, because the smoke traditionally travels up to Magalia. Folks with breathing challenges can go there. There'll be showers for folks. And then, of course, there'll be a community kitchen as well. So we're in the process of applying for that grant. And if we don't get that grant, then we're still going to build it to the size. We're going to build it in a way that we can phase on these next amenities as the ridge continues to grow. You know, we're touted as one of the fastest growing towns on the West Coast, the Paradise Magalia Ridge. So we're definitely looking to grow into the population that we continue to see coming up here. We've also received a $750,000 grant from the Office of the Governor, specifically through the California Climate Action Corps, to put on events up here that are designed to connect neighbors to neighbors. In the vein of we're going to have these incredible parks coming up, we'd like to ensure that we put this $750,000, which has to be spent by the end of next year, back into the community. And so far, we've hosted somewhere in the nature of 40 different events with the with local community groups, encourage participants to meet their neighbor. And so we put on different wristbands, or we identify them with different stickers on their shirts, so that if participants care to, then they can meet their neighbors. So that the next time something happens up here, or the next time there's a challenge, you know the name of the person who lives next to you, instead of just saying, just bugging down the hill yourself.
Any last thing you'd like to say?
Some of the things we have up on the ridge that aren't well known are we have Paradise Lake, which is all the way up in Magalia. Up there, we host the Kids Free Fishing Tournament once a year. And we also have the Fall Family Fun Fest, a partnership with the Magalia Community Park. We do so many things way up on the ridge that we're hoping bring people up the Skyway to invest in our community up here, fill up their gas tank, buy a sandwich from the holiday market, and just increase commerce in this beautiful area we have up here.
That was Paradise Parks and Recreation Supervisor Scott Amick speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. And those are your headlines for Thursday, November 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.